Hello, everybody. This is Nerd 11 with your TV News Tuesday. Season 2 of the Hulu series Marvel's Runaway is production is underway, according to CBR.com. Back in January, the show was renewed following its successful pilot season on Hulu. The show's sophomore season is expected to pick up where the previous season left off, with the titular group of teens still on the run from their parents' dark dealings. The show is expected to air 13 episodes once production wraps, most likely sometime in November. This should leave the show plenty of time to present something at New York Comic Con, as they did not present anything at San Diego. In the meantime, Deadline is reporting that the pilot episode, Reunion, will make its broadcast debut on Freeform following the Season 1 finale of Marvel's Cloak & Dagger on August 2nd. Still no word on if the rest of the pilot season will also air or when the second season will be released. The entire first season of Marvel's Runaways and Cloak & Dagger can currently be streamed on Hulu. Meanwhile, the official Twitter of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. announced that production of their sixth season is currently underway with Clark Gregg sitting in the director's chair. Now, before everyone starts adding me, that's the production director, not the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. ABC officially announced that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be renewed for its sixth season, but it's only ordered 13 episodes instead of the traditional 22 that we've seen in the previous seasons. No word on whether or not that this will be the show's final season, as plans needed to be switched when Marvel's Inhumans flopped this past year. A release date has yet to be announced, but considering they just started shooting and Marvel's wanting to maintain a certain level of mystery in its cinematic universe, we wouldn't be surprised to hear it is coming out after the still-yet-to-be-named fourth Avengers film, which is scheduled for May 2019. Appearing at San Diego Comic-Con was the cast for Marvel's Iron Fist, promoting its second season on Netflix. The panel consisted of returning stars Finn Jones as Danny Rand, Jessica Henwick as Colleen Wing, Simone Missick as Misty Knight, and Sasha Dawin as Davos, who gave a video shout-out from London. Joining the cast this season will be Alice Eve as Typhoid Mary. New showrunners Raven Metzner and fight choreographer Clay Barber are hoping to improve upon the show's much-maligned first season. It was announced that this show will drop on September 7th and will have a shorter season with just 10 episodes instead of the typical 13 for the Netflix series. Jeff Loeb also confirmed that Rosario Dawson will not be reprising her role as Night Nurse Claire Temple in Iron Fist. Instead of trying to force in an unnecessary cameo, they have opted to give the actress a break from production. However, they plan to have Dawson back in future series. Netflix has released two trailers for the upcoming season, and you can find those on YouTube. One of the other Marvel properties to appear at Comic-Con was The Gifted. Fox announced that the drama, which is set in the current X-Men universe, will return for a second season on September 25th. They are moving the show from Monday to Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. The Gifted released a full-length trailer for the new season at San Diego Comic-Con. Where Marvel's presence at San Diego Comic-Con was lacking, the DCNCW was prominently on display, returning five shows to their fall lineup and reclaiming Sunday nights back from their local affiliates. The Arrowverse has positioned itself to maintain a strong grasp on the superhero TV market. Now let's run down the shows, as they will air each week on the CW. Moving to Sundays at 8 p.m., Supergirl is the only Arrowverse show that does not share their night with another DC superhero. Joining the cast as a series regular, Nicole Maines will play Nia Nal, also known as Dreamer. Unlike her comic book equivalent, Nora Nal, a.k.a. Dream Girl, Dreamer is a new member of the CatCo reporting team, previously working for Cat Grant, played by Calista Flockhart, in Washington, D.C. Also joining the cast is Smallville alum and Star Wars voice actor Sam Witwer as Agent Liberty. Supergirl returns on October 14th, 2018. Staying in the 8 p.m. time slot on Mondays, DC's Legends of Tomorrow returns in its fourth season. At their San Diego Comic-Con panel, it was announced that Maisie Richardson Sellers, who played Amaya, also known as Vixen, would be returning as well, despite Amaya leaving the Legends at the end of the last season. Maisie revealed at the panel that she would be playing a new character named Charlie, who is one of the quote-unquote magical figures, fugitives, who slipped through the door that the Legends opened at the end of Season 3. Also joining the cast will be Tom Wilson playing Hank Haywood, the estranged father of Nate Haywood, also known as Steel. DC's Legends of Tomorrow returns on October 22nd. Moving once again, now to Mondays at 9 p.m., the titular show of this entire universe, Arrow, returns for its seventh season. After being outed as Green Arrow and arrested at the end of last season, Oliver Queen, played by Stephen Amell, finds himself in a new home, Slabside Prison. This season will be introducing the Longbow Hunters, a team of villains who work for Ricardo Diaz, played by Kirk Acevedo. The new characters are Red Dart, played by Halia Lisa, Kodiak, played by Michael Johnson, and Silencer, played by Miranda Edwards. Arrow returns on October 15th. Holding down the 8 p.m. slot on Tuesdays, returning for its fifth season is The Flash. Once again this season, the main villain will not be a speedster. Cicada, played by Chris Klein, is out to eliminate the metahuman epidemic that cost him his family, one meta at a time. Also joining the cast full-time this season is Jessica Parker, who plays Nora Allen, also known as XS, the future daughter of Barry Allen, also known as The Flash, played by Grant Gustin, and Iris West, played by Candace Patton. Nora appeared throughout the fourth season and aided Barry in the season finale, revealing herself to Team Flash. The Flash returns October 9th. Rounding out the DC lineup, Black Lightning's second season will air on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Returning as a series regular is Jordan Calloway playing Painkiller. Aside from stating that this season will see more metahumans, executive producer Salim Akil is keeping most of the show's secrets a mystery. Black Lightning will return October 9th. The biggest reveal at the Comic-Con panels was that the massive crossover event that would take place in December would be used to introduce the newest member to the Arrowverse, Batwoman. Most of the trailers for the shows were just rehashes of previous seasons, as I've done at Comic-Cons in years past, with very little new footage. The one exception to this was The Arrow, which revealed the largest amount of new footage for the season. That's all for TV News Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the station, don't forget to hit that favorite button so you don't miss the next broadcast. You can also feel free to leave a comment on any one of our segments or any of the episodes, or you can call into the station so the rest of the universe can hear your voice. You can also follow this station on Twitter at @_SWNerds, or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheSWNerds. Go ahead and contact us and leave a message there or a comment or a question, and I might read them on a future segment. Once again, thanks for listening. This is Nerd 11, signing out.